Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through April 14th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on Podcasts. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. Let's begin this podcast with a note that relates to the justice system. The City of Austin has issued a warrant amnesty through April 19th. If you have unpaid fines or fees for moving violations or other municipal infractions, you can go to municipal court to pay or to set up a payment arrangement without the risk of being arrested. I believe that Austin does this once per year, so now is the time to take advantage of that opportunity, if it would be of benefit to you or someone you know. A couple of additional entries relating to safety and justice. There is a Know Your Rights Forum relating to SB 4 on Thursday, April 4th, and a community conversation hosted by Austin City Council member Mackenzie Kelly on a new initiative being launched by the City of Austin called the Medical Reserve Corps, which allows community members to be trained on and to develop skills so that they may assist in emergency response efforts. Relating to health, there are quite a few events relating to mental health and wellness. This week, there is an event focused on mental health for teens on Wednesday, April 3rd, and a men's mental health workshop on Saturday, April 6th. Next week, on Tuesday, April 9th, the YWCA hosts its annual mental health symposium. The theme for this year's symposium is Healing Justice, the Role of Anger. Anger is a bit of a maligned emotion, but as with any emotion, it is how you channel the feelings that matter most. Thanks to YWCA for highlighting this in this year's symposium. On the civic engagement side, next week on Saturday, April 13th, there will be a community impact day based out of the ACC Eastview campus. And on Sunday, April 14th, there will be a day of good deeds to spread kindness and positivity through family-friendly activities and community service. With regard to our basic needs section, this week, the Austin Justice Coalition hosts community conversations on addressing the affordability crisis on Tuesday and Thursday, April 2nd and 4th. There is also a feedback session on the draft food plan for Austin and Travis County on Wednesday, April 3rd. In our DEI section, this week, there is a series of informative sessions for those who may want to attend a citizenship clinic on May 4th. You must attend an information session if you want to participate in the citizenship clinic in May. Check the podcast calendar for dates and locations of those information sessions. There is also a Latino Policy Symposium at UT on Friday, April 5th. And next week, on Sunday, April 14th, there is an event called Exploring Mural Art and Community Experiences. And that event takes place at the ACC Riverside campus. Alrighty then, on to achieving our full potential, which spotlights events pertaining to educational and economic opportunity. Let's start with education. On Saturday, April 6th, Martin Middle School hosts its annual STEAM Fest. That's STEM plus arts, or science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, and thus STEAM. The following week, on Thursday, April 12th, there is an event called Arts in Cahoots, with activities designed for both children and their caregivers. In terms of economic opportunity, we have just one job fair to highlight this week, and that is the Get Back to Work job fair on Wednesday, April 3rd, hosted by Workforce Solutions. We have several activities of interest relating to small business and entrepreneurs on Tuesday, April 2nd, EGBI, or Economic Growth Business Incubator, hosts the next in its series of chats with successful business owners. Also, there will be an ATX Women Entrepreneurs Meetup on Thursday, April 4th, and the city's Economic Development Department hosts their monthly BizAid Business Workshop on Wednesday, April 10th. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that our organization, CAN, hosts the CAN Expanding Opportunities Summit at the ACC Round Rock campus on Friday, April 5th. The theme for this year's summit is the power and potential of earn and learn opportunities. In terms of workforce training, Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. Weekly training orientations are offered in healthcare, information technology, and also advanced manufacturing and skilled trades. Check the podcast calendar for dates. We support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. The recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and at the Tony Burger Center are always an option, as are the mobile Fresh for Less markets happening throughout the week. In terms of artisan markets for this podcast, we have some interesting offerings. On April 7th, there is a Tillery Street Market. And also on the opposite side of Travis County is the Four Points Market over in the 620 and 2222 area. We hadn't mentioned either of those before in our podcast. Next week, another market we've not plugged before in the podcast is the Mind's Eye Makers Market on Saturday, April 13th. Finally, even though it's not an artisan market, we'll note that on Saturday, April 13th, the third annual ATX Asian Food Fest takes place at the Branch Park Pavilion at Mueller. On to our fun and free features, which is our last segment. It's springtime and there's no shortage of fun things to do. Then you add the eclipse on top of all that, and there's even more hype than normal for this time of year. So let's start with the eclipse. We do list four free eclipse watch events. Those take place on April 8th, of course. I mentioned events that are centrally located at the Long Center for the Performing Arts, at Republic Square Park, and at the French Legation. The other event is not centrally located, and that event is the Eclipsenik or Eclipse Picnic being hosted by Cap Metro at the Leander Commuter Rail Station. So even though it's not a central location, it's pretty easy to get to that watch party from any stop along that rail line. I don't want everything to revolve around the eclipse because that event is going to come and go rather quickly. So a couple of other quick mentions are the third annual Buddha birthday celebration on Saturday, April 7th, and the three-day Blue Bonnet Festival in Burnett, Texas on April 12th, 13th, and 14th. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the podcast in the future. And please, be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.